This is a perfect storm of conspiracy theories.
On December 15th, 2017, Canadian billionaires Honey and Barry Sherman were found dead in their mansion. To this day, the case remains unsolved.
Counterfeit and copied pharmaceuticals was much more lucrative than heroin, cocaine, and the rest of it.
If you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Listen to the no good, terribly kind, wonderful lives and tragic deaths of Barry and Honey Sherman, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
So I take off my clothes and she hands me a napkin, tells me to fold it and put it around my eyes like a blindfold.
I'm Josh Block, and this is Uncover, a CBC original podcast coming soon.
I have butterflies on my stomach. I'm like, you know, kind of self-conscious, like kind of holding my boobs, and she leads me down the stairs through the kitchen. She sits me down on like one of those thick, fluffy, like white sheepskin rugs. And I sense that there's somebody to my right. And then she comes in and says, I want to introduce you to your sisters. You can take your blindfold off.
Over the past few months, I've been investigating Nexium, a bizarre self-help group led by someone who calls himself the smartest man in the world. How he won the endorsement of actors, politicians, and even a visit from the Dalai Lama. How he spent millions of dollars to destroy his detractors. And how he created a harem of devoted women.
I just went into like the most loving, best place that I could while the most searing, awful pain was being dragged across my body. Like a fucking fire flame across my skin.
And I look at why authorities have failed to stop him until now. Uncover, one woman's journey to take down Nexium, coming soon.
He is not the smartest man in the world because he did not predict this. And I would have the fucking balls to call him out on this bullshit. This is not okay. I have to tell people because it has to be stopped.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.